Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Bangladesh High Court orders closure of tanneries in seriously polluted area. The High Court of Bangladesh ordered on March 6 the immediate closure of the tanneries operating in the district of Hazariba of the capital Dhaka and which have failed to relocate to the tannery industrial estate in Savar. The court also ordered the disconnection of utility services, including gas, power and water, to the tanneries as they were damaging the environment, violating the court's earlier directives. The court order was a response to a petition submitted by the Bangladesh Environmental Lawyers Association, Friends of the Earth Bangladesh, that goes back to 1994. According to the Bangladeshi newspaper The Daily Star, last year the tannery factories at Hazariba produced every day about 21,600 cubic meters of environmentally hazardous liquid containing chemicals such as chromium, sulfur, ammonium, salt and other chemicals. Real World Radio interviewed today the Bangladesh Environmental Lawyers Association Chief Executive Sieda Rizwana Hassan to know the specifics of this case. Rizwana was awarded with the prestigious Goldman Environmental Prize in 2009 for the Asia region for her efforts in the conservation of the environment.
It's the fifth most polluting industrial cluster of the world. The Hazariba tannery has been ranked as the fifth most polluted industry of the world. It has been operating for last 35 years in a densely populated residential area without any environmental pollution fighting devices. Their location was such that it was impossible to have a central effluent treatment plant there. So after a case filed by Bela that directed all the tanneries to have their own effluent treatment plant and waste disposal system, the government came forward and the government helped the tannery owners to find a new place. The government acquired land, gave plots to all 155 tannery owners, and the government also set up a central effluent treatment plant for the tannery. After the first court order was passed, the government was taking time from the court so that the new site is developed and all the pollution fighting devices are in. So it took the government 6 years. After this was almost completed, to the court with another application saying that out of the 155 tanneries that have got plots there, only 43 have relocated, others are still continuing in Hazariban, and they were polluting the only river that flows through Dhaka. So they should be immediately directed to stop operation in Hazariban.
Okay, I would like to know a bit more about that, Rizwana. What is happening? What are the consequences of the production, of the work of these tanneries specifically?
The consequences, the way they are operating now, is really dire. They have totally polluted the soil of the tannery area because they actually have no pollution fighting devices whatsoever. They use about 187 chemicals in the process of tanning the skin, and all these chemicals run into Buriganga, and they also use heavy metal like chromium. So the water of this Buriganga river has been polluted to an extent that it has been declared biologically dead by the Department of Environment. That's number one. Number two is the workers who have been working there do not have any regular contract with the employees, and they were being very badly exploited. There was no, pollution, the personal protective devices. The people who live around would complain that if they paint their building in between 3 to 6 months, the paint actually gets discolored. The gold bangles that women wear also get discolored. Electronic goods that owners have hardly function for 6 months. So if this is what the tannery pollution can do to your electronics, to your paint, to your gold, then you can imagine what it has been causing to your lungs, to your respiratory system. Pleading all these extreme cases of pollution, we went to the court. And we managed to convince the court that it is high time that the tanneries relocate, because most of the facilities in the new industrial estate is complete. And if the tanneries don't move, then those facilities will also become redundant due to lack of wastage that is required to run the system. So since they have not taken any move to relocate, they must stop. And those that have relocated in the new industry must operate in a foolproof manner and must ensure that they are not polluting the new neighborhood there.
Okay, Rizwana, when you as Bella presented this file, could you remind us when was that specifically? And we also would like to know if it was a joint move with another organizations or people, or it was only made by Bella.
The order that came specifically about relocation of the tanneries came in 2009, but the case was first filed in 1994, challenging the polluting mode of operation of 903 industries, of which tanneries were about 200. The first judgment came in 2001 that required all polluting industries to have foolproof pollution fighting devices. In 2009, the application was specifically concerning tannery, because despite repeated efforts by the government, the tannery owners were refusing to relocate. We filed the case on behalf of the people of Hazaribagh. And the other environmental movements also had their campaigns against the tanneries, but they were not petitioners. It was Bela who represented the interest of the Hazaribagh people and also dwellers of Dhaka City, because Dhaka City has severe water scarcity. It is a city of 16 million people where 7 groundwater, and the groundwater level has depleted very fast. We pleaded that if Buriganga can be saved and life can be brought back to Buriganga, that can be the source of water supply for the 16 million people of Dhaka. So we represented the interest of the dwellers of Dhaka, in specific, the people who live in Hazaribagh area. And we also raised important governance issue, because this is an export earning sector of Bangladesh, and it is the third largest export earner. So if they are earning so much of money, why should they be allowed to pollute our common good, which is our river?
Yeah, Rizwana. And something to understand, because I was wondering, what would happen if all these tanneries are moved finally to this tannery industrial estate in Sabar? Because help us please to understand it a bit better, because we could think that if all these tanneries are moved to especially a state, what would happen to the people on this state? Please help us a bit to understand this new situation.
See, there are two scenarios. One is the work of the new tannery industry is complete so far. The effluent treatment is concerned. They also have a chromium recovery plant, but they still don't have a solid waste management facility. They have a site located for it, but the ultimate plan to produce energy from the solid waste, that part has not been taken care of. So On the other hand, if the tanneries don't move and the effluent treatment system that will deal with the liquid waste does not get into operation right away, the system will collapse. It's like the air conditioners of your house. When in winter you don't turn them on, after winter you have to go for servicing. So all the huge investment that the government has made there with people's money will become redundant. That's one, number one scenario. Number two is, if the operation of the newly relocated tanneries are not monitored by independent bodies, they may resort to, you know, clever means. For example, they may at night set their own pipelines and dump their untreated waste, because thus far they have not invested for environment in Hazaribagh and all they had was raw money and raw profit. Now that they'll be required to treat their waste, their profit margin will go down. So if they are not monitored in a very alert way by independent body, they may move to clever means, and the people of Sawar have already started complaining that they have reasons to believe that on some nights the tanneries that have already relocated actually release their untreated waste into the nearby river, which is Dholeshwari. So we are planning to go to the court with another plea that there has to be an independent monitoring body, number one. Number two, local people will have to be included in that committee. Number three, monthly monitoring report will have to be submitted to the court.
Okay, Rizwana, just to finish, what are your most important demands right now? Because it has been a fight which has taken a lot of time, lots of years, and it's still not possible to see it finally done and all the tanneries moved to this special state. So what are you asking for now?
The only demand that we have is, if you have to operate, you have to operate in a compliant way. The nation is not ready to sacrifice its common good because of your export earning. If you are not compliant, whatever is the amount that you are earning, we don't care, you have to shut down.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.